have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-77-53773. 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question for this week, does God care about what you say you believe? Does God care about what you say you believe? Or what you live, you believe? Does God care about what you say you believe or what you live, you believe? Amazing question. I have every way that we have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about running around and doing whatever it is you're doing, and you just got to run around, but you would love to still listen to the show as it is happening right in front of your face, you can podcast the show and still listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JOP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JOP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. Again.
Baba Thumper.
And already. Isn't that amazing? And I love Thursdays. Not only because it's Thursday, it's a beautiful day. It is. And we love the Bible Thumpers. And speaking of Bible Thumpers, I need Hake in the studio. I have a question for he and Anchorman, my experts. I was pondering this question. And he'll be in a little later when he's done out there. Okay. It is Bible Thumper Thursday. Amazing. Baba Thumper Thursday. A spiritual battle. A warfare that is amazing. It really is. As the world go around, It is so amazing. And it's going to get worse. And it's going to get worse. What the? Is that amazing? Hell on earth is going to get worse. What the? What am I supposed to do with the best part of me was always you? I'm falling to pieces. So my experts are here. And I was pondering this, so I thought, you know what, let me ask my experts first, and then I get to more stuff here. And so I have the Hake expert here on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, a real expert, and the host of the Hake Report Monday through Friday. The Hake Report at 9 a.m. from 9 to 11, right after JLP. And then over there, over yonder, when you should be over here, what he's doing over there, expert here on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, the host of the American Anchor Baby, from 9...
11.
From 11 a.m., my bad, right after the Hake Report at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific time, the American Anchor Baby, and I hear expert here on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. How y'all?
Moaning.
Fine.
Amazing. Fine. Hake.
Yes, sir.
Do you have a life?
The way you ask me that, I feel like maybe I don't. In a manner of speaking, yes.
You do, and what is your life?
I get up, I go to work. I have weekends. I go to church. And I get a little exercise. I get some quiet time sometimes. And sometimes I rest.
Sound like God.
Wow. Hey. I'm flattered.
But didn't God rest according to the word?
Yeah, yeah. Maybe I should rest like God rests.
You said it, then you rest. After 7 days doing all that stuff. But go ahead.
I have sniffles, and God doesn't get the sniffles, I don't think.
Because they didn't have allergies in heaven, Hake.
I don't disclose whether I have allergies or not.
What is the Son of Man versus the Son of God?
I don't know, but I've always been interested in why he calls himself that. Jesus calls himself the Son of Man, or called himself the Son of Man. And they say that that's from the prophet Isaiah, and it was a reference to this guy who would be like the Messiah or something.
But didn't he have a daddy named Joseph or something?
He did.
So that's,
I don't know if that was by blood.
That's what he meant by that's his son, his daddy.
Yeah, yeah. Son of Man sounds like another man, right?
Right.
But it was just like a special Son of Man that was prophesied about. Pardon me for entering the sentence with a preposition.
But he said the Son of Man don't have anywhere to lay his head.
Right.
We talk about, but here I am, Joseph's daddy's son, and I don't have anywhere to sleep. I need care of bath.
Well, he wasn't begging. He was just saying, because somebody was like, I'll follow you anywhere. And he's like, foxes have holes, or foxes have dens, and birds have nests, something. Something about holes and dens, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. Meaning, you follow me, you're going to be sort of homeless. But not the bad kind, necessarily.
Nice.
But you may not prefer it. Type stuff, I think.
Oh, okay.
But he had a life, seemingly, and still does, right? I believe.
Who, Joseph?
No, the Son of Man, Jesus.
Oh.
Joseph, too, probably. He's probably all right.
You think?
I think he was a righteous man.
Where is he? Where is Joseph now?
In heaven, I believe.
I rest my case. Anchor Baby, do you have a life?
I think so.
And what is your life? You're not sure you have a life? What do you mean, I think so?
Because you simply asked me, but I'm just on the mere question. I would call it a similar reaction.
Why that cause a reaction?
Just haven't even questioned it. And maybe because I also have maybe questioned it before or like wondered what am I doing on a very basic level or just pondered like why this or that about my life.
And so you do have a life?
I think so. Because it's like similar to James. I get up, I do this and that.
And what's your
life?
I think
I'm maybe leaving out all my thinking too. That's another side, but like it's similar to James. I get up, I do this and that.
What do you say about your thinking?
And I'm also saying part of that getting up and doing this and that, like James was saying, maybe you can add to that all my thinking too.
So
thinking about life.
So what is your life?
I don't know exactly. Just these things that I'm doing.
The things that you're doing?
I think.
That's your life?
It seems like it. The things I'm doing and the things I'm thinking.
What is the Son of Man versus the Son of God?
I always thought that just meant like Son of God. I don't know what it meant, actually. I've heard it, too. I can't even remember where I read it.
Right.
But I always thought it, Son of, I don't really know what I thought. I thought different things about it. Like, Son of Man meant everybody else. And Son of God was Jesus. But I don't know why.
Amazing. Do you want to add anything else to your life? Is that it for you? That's all the life you have?
You make it sound so bad. But no, that's reading asking. Into it, of course. You know, there's different ways where, like, I could say this is not life, at least not good life. Like, this is life headed for trouble type thing.
Your life is?
In a manner of speaking, yeah.
Your life is headed for trouble?
Yeah. And
what do you mean?
And let's say if it's not a balanced life, you don't get enough rest or whatever. You could call it a life lacking.
Your life is lacking?
Yeah.
What is it lacking?
It's lacking fuller life.
And what's a fuller life?
Where it's not lacking. Where it's not like heading for trouble. You know how heading for trouble. You know how there's old people who've just lived pretty well, right? And they just keep on trucking. Whereas Hake like gets sick a lot or whatever. Maze commented how I get sick more than anybody else she knows.
That's right, Maze. Add the beta back.
So it's getting hot in here, but
you want to turn the air off?
I actually did already.
Oh, okay.
So I feel a breeze. Okay. So it feels good.
You want to add anything else to your life? Oh, that's it.
Don't say that's it. yeah, that's it.
you have a full
but
life.
Yeah, that's it.
Do you have a full life?
No, I don't think so. If I ever think about it, it's always just negative. Like, yeah.
And what's a full life for you?
You know, I'm not sure. It's just this inkling over time that things should be a certain way. You hear about a certain life. You hear about a certain way. And upon examination, you see maybe telltale signs that something like that. Something to that effect.
Oh, okay. Amazing. Josh, out of Georgia, do you have a life? Hey, Josh.
I can't call it. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Do you have a life?
I can't call it.
You can't call
it. I don't
what?
Know. I can't call whether I have a life or not.
You don't know if you have a life or not?
It's conflict in me. So it's like, you know, I'm going to say yes. Yes, I do have a life.
And what is your life?
My life is understanding what isn't my life.
What does that mean?
Like I know what's not my life. And by knowing what's not my life, that's how I know what is my life.
And what is
but I do,
what is your life?
It's just I guess it's just all the things that are not my life that seem to want to define me as. It's like everything I'm not. I don't, you know, that's the tricky part, because I don't know what it is. I just know all these other things that I'm not.
And so do you have a life?
Yes.
And what is your life?
All the things that are not my life.
Meaning what?
That, like, my job, the things I do, the people I'm around.
That's not your life?
That's not my life.
Oh, so your Even job is not your life?
No, it's not.
What is it?
It's just what I do to eat and keep a roof over my head.
And what is your life?
I know it's not. I just know it's everything that the world tells me is my life. It's not that.
Amazing.
Yeah. Like, what everybody, like, I used to think my life was, you know, the money you make, the thrills. And, yeah, I used to think my life was the thrills, but I know it's not the thrills.
The thrill is gone. The thrill is gone away from me. You hear that song?
Yeah, man. That's a deep song.
You heard that song, Hate the Thrill of God?
Of course.
Blue.
Of course.
Who sang that?
I don't know. It sounds sort of like Ray Charles in my head, but he might be right.
What?
He's black. He knows. He said Muddy Waters.
I don't know. It may not be Muddy Waters. I don't know, though.
I was going to say Ray Charles, but I'm not aware of Ray Charles ever singing that song.
You think Ray Charles sang every sad song?
No, it could totally be like
everything ain't Ray Charles.
James Brown.
James Brown. James Brown. Josh, you called about the biblical question, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Does God care about what you say you believe or what you live you believe?
I know it's not what you say you believe. And it seemed like it would obviously be what you believe, what you live you believe. But I'm not even 100% sure about that because I don't, the things I live is not what I believe. So I you know, beliefs are meaningless to me. And I don't take accountability for the things I do. So I would say I don't know is my final answer.
Okay, I appreciate that. And I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday.
All right.
Hake found, did you ask AI?
Of course. I asked Brave, I think, actually. The Thrill Is Gone is a slow minor key blues song written by West Coast blues musician Roy Hawkins and Rick Darnell in 1951. It became a major hit for B.B. King in 1970.
B.B. King, yeah, that's it.
His rendition, his 1970 rendition, helped make the song a blues standard.
The Thrill Is Gone.
I forgot B.B. King existed.
The thrill is gone away from me. Now that you're gone, baby, I don't have a life anymore.
Wow.
Thank you,
that
Josh.
That describes my life.
So what?
Okay.
What'd you say?
I was going to say that. My life is just thrills. And it's like, I try to avoid them, and I can do it for a while, but they sneak back up on me, and then I judge myself, and I know not to judge myself. And so that thrill is, yeah, I know that's not me, but that really describes my life.
The thrill is not gone away from you?
Not yet. Oh, you can't force it to go away. You can't force it to go away. It has to, something else has to make it go away.
If it don't fit, I'll quit.
You must have quit.
Don't force it. Thank you, Josh. I appreciate it. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
All right. I appreciate you, man. Thank you.
All right, buddy. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Asia. Around the world. All the way to Asia and talk to Tay. Tay, you are on the air.
The thrill is gone. The thrill is gone.
Away from me. Tay, do you have a life?
Yeah, I do.
And what is your life?
I don't know yet, honestly.
Well, how do you know you have one then?
I don't know, man. I just answered the question the first thing that came to mind. What a mess. But when God revealed it to me, I'll let you know.
All right. Amazing.
Okay.
Go ahead. You call right. about something so, else. Go ahead.
Yeah. So my question is, what does it look like to put God first and to love him all with your heart, mind, and soul? What does that look like?
Simplicity and simply no judgment, no idea, no plans. Just live.
Wow. You know, and see, like, wow, so you only said that, like, you don't really got nothing else to say. I mean, I wasn't taught like that growing up, you know, so, I mean, like, it's kind of, you know, if I was, like, programmed a certain way, you know, like, you know, like, it can be kind of, like, challenging to, like, not have a plan, like, but.
His phone dropped again. Tay, your phone been dropping all morning. Call back. I'll take your call, right? His phone been dropping all week. He's been trying to get info, but he's over in Asia. And maybe the Korean got hold of his phone. Let me go to Cora out of Michigan. Cora from Michigan, good morning.
Good morning, Jesse.
Cora, do you have a life?
I'm going to say exactly what the first caller said. I really enjoyed his answer. I would say yes, I do, and I'm starting to become have a life rather than the life I had, which I thought was life. So I'm having a life by seeing what's not my life.
And so
you
do have a life?
I would say yes.
And what's your life?
I'm starting to. Seeing the hell that's inside me and overcoming it.
That's your life?
That's life to me. Yeah, that's, yes, that's like everything to me. That's like more than life, actually.
Amazing.
Yeah. That's my answer.
All right. And you standing by that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And you call about something else. Go ahead.
Yeah. So long story short, I just wanted to call and basically get your, advice on, something that kind of has came across my mind recently. So long story short, I know your opinion on women and work and being in the field and stuff, and I know you kind of would much rather have them be more at home, which I completely agree with.
But I don't have an opinion about anything.
Oh, okay. Well, I feel like I hear you kind of talk about that sometimes. But
I do talk about it, but that's not my opinion. But I know what you mean. Go ahead.
Okay. Anyway, yeah, I totally am with you on a lot of what you talk about. And so is my husband. We're young and we just bought a home and we don't have any plan for children. Like, we do, but we're not like trying. We want to wait a few years to get established more financially and everything.
Right.
Which is really important. That's something that we are deciding together as a couple. But as far as right now, I grew to have a love for natural care, naturopath care, where you heal people naturally, traditionally. Do you know what that is?
It's when you use, other than a real doctor, you use a pretense doctor?
They use more like herbs and things that come from the earth.
But those are not real doctors though, right?
No, they're more like naturopaths.
So when you use a fake doctor.
Well, no, I definitely wouldn't call it a fake doctor. They've healed many things in my body, but, it's just using a doctor that is not just shoving pills down your throat, if that makes sense. They're actually going to the root cause of what's going on, basically.
And do they supplements have, for my understanding, do they have a doctor degree?
Yeah. They get, like, certified in being, like, a traditional naturopath healer.
At what university?
There's one in Wayne in Detroit, which I don't want to attend to. I want to attend a different one, but there's definitely one there. And I'm
so they have like a real fake doctor university?
Yeah, yeah.
Hold on. Can you hold for me, Corey?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. 888-7753-773. A quick break. Back in a moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back, because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering, or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Don't forget to like the videos. Like the videos. Hit the like button right now. I hear you hitting the like. I appreciate it. And I do shout outs for you. Personal shout outs, birthday shout outs, wedding shout outs, anniversary shout outs. It doesn't matter the shout out. Congratulations, encouragement. Go to Cameo, Cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, Cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, or you can go to shoutout.fans, FANS/Jesse Lee Peterson, shoutouts.fans/Jesse Lee Peterson. And I do counseling, and my schedule with counseling is like busy, so be patient. When you contact the office to make an appointment, family, individual, counseling by phone, Skype, or in-house counseling, go to JesseLeePeterson.com, JesseLeePeterson.com to make an appointment, or call 800-411-2663, 800-411-BOND, by phone, in person, or Skype, all right? Amazing. And don't forget to support us financially. We need your support to continue the work, amazing work that's been happening through us. And thank you for helping us to help others. You can mail it in to make your check of money on out to, for those people who like to mail it in, to Bond, make your check of money on out to Bond, or and send it to P.O. Box, Bond at P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. That's P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. Or you can call 800-411-2663. That's 800-411-BOND. Or you can go to rebuildingtheman.com/show. Rebuildingtheman.com/show. Oh, Hank can say, no, no, no. You can go to jlptalk.com. JLPtalk.com, or scan the QR code to support Bond. Let me go back to Cora. Let's see here. So, Cora, you're saying that you want to become one of those doctors from the land, or you go to one of those doctors?
So I do go. I've been going for a few years now, and I've just discovered that, and I've been talking about it here and there, but haven't really, like, made a decision, as I know you talk also about, like, not, that part's confusing for me, like, not making decisions, but I've left an open...
What type of doctor is it? What you call it?
It's a naturopath.
And a naturopath mean that it's a doctor that's not really a doctor, and they offer you stuff from the earth?
Yeah.
To heal your body?
I guess if that's how you want to put it, yeah. But, yeah, so long story short, I have an opportunity. So my naturopath has actually invited me to the school that I want to attend. She went there, too, for a couple different seminars for the past couple years, and I just went to her a couple days ago, and I just was sharing with her that it's came up on me again that I've been thinking about maybe attending school. And she's like, well, would you like to come to seminar with me the 15th? And I'm like, oh, absolutely. So I have a chance to go to the seminar on the 15th to go learn some more stuff. But I just wanted to talk to you because the trade is going to take 4 years to do, and it's about $30,000 for the whole thing.
Wow.
Which is mandatory. It's kind of a lot.
Wow,
but
the earth is free.
Right. I know, but to go through to get all the knowledge, you also become a physical therapist, too. So you get two in one.
Don't mention the name of the doctor or the school. Whatever.
No, I won't.
Okay.
I won't.
Oh, the conference. Go ahead.
So long story short, I see how you can do the payments and all that stuff, and you know, I would work full time while pursuing school. You have to go to the institute, which is 2 hours from me, one time a month, and then the rest you do online. So you go there and test, do your tests one time a month, and then the rest you can do at home, which is nice because I'm now married and wouldn't really want to leave. Although I just want to ask you, like, I talked to my husband, and he's obviously like, heck yeah, like, if that's something you're into. Because thinking about children, I want to be a stay-at-home mom, and that is something I can pursue from home and have clients over at my house and do therapeutic work here while having children. So that is something that would align with a God-willing future with children, which is important to me. And it's something that I'm super interested in learning. Like, honestly, outside of earning the money from clients after, I'm so excited to learn all about natural health. So I just wanted to talk to you and see kind of your thoughts. And I don't want to make any decisions because I know you say don't make a decision out of just like your want. But I'm just wondering where this love comes for this stuff and why I feel like I might want to pursue school. And I'm not like a school person. I don't like school. I don't really want to. If I had my way, I wouldn't work at all. But my husband does need my help in some type of way, although he makes great money and works super hard. We have a big, beautiful home together. We just bought, not big, but we have a nice home that we're starting a family in. And I don't know. It came across my mind, and I want to know your opinion.
Of course, that decision will have to be made between you and your husband. But why mm-hmm. are you waiting to have children?
Because like I said before, we want to get a little bit more financially established, along with actually a journey I'm on with my own naturopath of getting some things in my health taken care of before I decide to get pregnant. I want to.
But
make
if you
sure
have $30,000 to spend on a school, it sounds like you already have the money to have a baby.
Well, no, I don't have $30,000, but I would be working while going to school to pay that, basically.
You would be,
so by the time I get out of school, what is the time me and Aiden or my husband do want to start pursuing children?
And you said it takes 4 years to get out of school?
Yeah, it's only 4 years.
And so you're going to wait 4 years from now to have a baby?
I mean, God's plan over mine, right? But that is the time frame me and Aiden would like to maybe start entering that, because we're still only 21. So it's not like some rush that we're like trying to get to at this moment. We just bought a house.
If you're going to wait 4 years to have a baby, why did you get married now?
Well, I didn't expect that my health would fluctuate the way it did. I gained a lot of weight.
Oh.
Still losing weight, and I'm working. I have some stuff going on that I actually called about it before, and I just want a little update. I am overcoming that, and it is healing in my body, by the way. So that's awesome, but I'm still working on getting to a good point to be able to conceive, like have a baby, you know?
And so why can't you just get a job and save the money so you can have a baby sooner rather than later?
So you're saying, like, get a job, save the money, don't pursue school, and then keep that money for when I want to have kids so I can stay at home and have extra money?
No, that was a question.
But I'm just clarifying, is that what you were asking?
Yes.
That is reasonable. I absolutely have thought about that too. But I just, like, I don't know. Like, I do really enjoy natural health, you know? I think it's something I'm genuinely good at doing for people as well, with the knowledge I already do have. And even just to get all that knowledge for myself, for my family, to know how to help heal us naturally would be wonderful as well. So that's kind of like my inkling too. It's not just to, like, get money in the future.
And so if you go to school and get this...
It's a trade, by the way, too. It's not like actual college.
But if you spend all that money and go to school and then you get pregnant, are you going to stop working?
Well, that's like thinking into the future. Like, I could get pregnant tomorrow. You don't know. We're married now. Like, anything right. can happen. That's why I'm like, I'm not trying to, like, go step by step, because then I'll get in my head and be like, okay, I give up. But that's why I'm asking you. Like, you know, I'm just looking for more better advice, because I don't want to get into my head about it and start thinking about all the finance and all that. Like, I understand it costs X amount of money to go to the trade. I do understand what I'm getting out of it and what I can start doing for my family after that. Obviously, I can get pregnant at any time in between these 4 years or after.
But because of time, what I don't understand is, and I'm not telling you to do it or not do it. I just, since you brought it up, I want a better understanding. Why would you want to go to school 4 years, pay $30,000 for something called naturopathy? And you said you like it, and you know how to do it for yourself already, right?
I have a simple baseline. There's a lot to learn.
And does that work? The way you do it to take care of yourself, does that work?
Yeah, with the knowledge I have.
So why do you need to go to school then?
Well, then that part comes in, because that would be something that I can carry and have for an income while I still want to be a stay-at-home mom.
But you're going to start working when you get pregnant, am I right?
Well, I would work through my pregnancy probably, obviously, but when I do have kids, me and Aiden have been brainstorming on something I can do either in the evening or on weekends so I can still be at home with the kids.
So when you have children, you plan to still work? How are you going to work and raise children?
That's been like a tough topic between me and my husband, because he thinks financially that we might need a little bit of assistance, but probably not much. I mean, he's still young. He's still growing in his business, too. We've just bought a house, and we're trying to do everything right, of course. But I don't want to work when I have kids, to be totally honest with you.
So
I'd rather just drop it off.
If that's the case, why are you going to spend $30,000 going to school knowing that you don't want to work?
Because my husband says they have
all that money that you could be saving.
Well, that's because my husband says I have to, which I wish he said I could just stay home.
Oh, your husband says you have to work after you have babies?
I mean, he said just like maybe an evening thing, part-time or a weekend thing, just to stay up on some of my own bills that, you know, we're going to have kids and stuff.
Are you going to be making create a lot of bills?
No, just like my car bill or something like that.
And your husband, in 4 years, you still going to have a car payment?
Well, you have to pay car insurance. not a payment, but I have to pay insurance every month, yeah.
And so your husband don't make enough money at this point to pay your insurance and his?
I mean, technically, he does. If he paid for everything, including, because I pay utilities and groceries and stuff, like small stuff like that, if he paid it all, he would be, because we just bought a house, and like we would be pretty tight, to be honest. And then with kids, it would be like with me doing nothing. But I think if it's God's will, like I really would like to just not do the whole school thing and do all that, because that's a lot of.
So then why don't you guys get a real job for now, make mm-hmm. money, save money, then when you do get pregnant, you can afford to stay home. Why waste all that time at a school? Because you can get a job making money right now, right?
Yeah, and I could just save it, like you said. And but as far as, like, working when I actually have kids, should I just not think about that right now then, probably?
Right. I will wait and cross. Okay. I was waiting. I mean, do what you want, but you should wait and cross that bridge when you get to it.
Okay. Because I do feel like
because
I am basing a little bit
of... Because you're planning for a future that doesn't exist, and you don't know how things are going to go.
No, absolutely. I don't know. And for all I know, I could just waste $30,000 and not really, like, flourish with... You never really know. I mean, I'm obviously my first... I'm going to be attending to children first above anything. And naturopath, like, that's a busy job, too. I don't know. I do love it. I think I can just keep
it. How do you love it and you don't even do it?
Because I just like it. I think it's really fun. It's super cool to me. I enjoy
it.
I enjoy learning about it.
You
want to
spend $30,000 on a coolness?
That's why I called you. I need to get level-headed here. No, I agree. I'll just get a job
the
for
people
now.
In hell, the people in hell think ice water is cool, too. But I doubt if they're going to spend $30,000 for it.
Yeah, I probably think you're kind of right about that. I probably won't want to bring up anything to Aiden either because I don't want to stress him out for, like, futurely. But I truly, honestly, Jesse, like, I don't do well. Aiden says not to say this, but I don't do well in the workforce. Like, when I'm out there, I swear people just either don't like me, I don't flourish well, I'm not really on time. Like, I just don't really do well in work.
Well,
places.
You
got to
be the same way in school. What the?
Well, maybe
if you
you're probably
up
right.
Now, how are you
but
going
when I'm
to
at home,
do better in a 4-year school, $30,000?
You have a point. But what I'm saying is while I'm at home, I flourish a lot better cooking, cleaning, taking care of laundry, doing things like that. And I do want to stay at home. Like, that is something I want to do. So if you have any advice about that, let me know, because that's what I want to do.
Hate want to know why you say it if husbands say it not to say it. To say what, Hake?
To say that she wouldn't be good in the workforce.
Oh.
Because he thinks that it doesn't do any good for my soul, which is probably true, but it's also true that I'm not good. Like, I get fired from, like, every job.
And so what's the question? Why do you what?
So, like, what's advice
what
for, like...
Hank say?
Why so you... when Cora said, my husband says not to say this...
Don't
but,
say what?
But I say that I wouldn't do well in the workforce.
Oh, the husband
James
told
saying,
her not to say that?
Yeah,
right.
He
that's what Cora
not
said.
Say that.
Oh. James is wondering why does she
and
say
so
it
if your
husband...
husband told you not to say it, why do you say it?
Because it's true.
So then...
absolutely
and, so,
true.
And so how are you... If you believe that about yourself because of time, why do you think you're going to be different at a $30,000 4-year school?
Because I actually enjoy what I'm doing.
But you don't enjoy getting up going to work. You don't enjoy getting up going to school every day.
You're probably right. Honestly, I'm kind of glad you said that because you're probably right.
No,
it's actually very
that was
mandatory.
What?
It's a lot. You have to study a lot. You have to go to. It's a lot. If I went to school, yeah, it would be very It would be a lot. I probably wouldn't do as good as I think I'm going to do.
And why are you so trifling at work?
I don't know. I think my parents didn't grow me up working until, like, honestly, like 17 or 16.
Are you black?
No.
Oh.
I should be better. I'm getting better, but I just would rather stay at home and take care of a lot of stuff here, and especially when I have kids. I don't want to be out working, but I guess that we're going to cross that bridge when we get there, like you said. But maybe it's just best I get a job and just save all that money and have it for when I am pregnant and I have some extra income then, you know?
Again, that's a decision that you and your husband have to make, but it doesn't make sense to me. But do what you want. That you're going to spend $30,000 at a four-year school trying to be a psychopathic person and... And then you're lazy at work. It doesn't even make sense. If you're lazy at work, you're going to be lazy going to school. Because the thrill of going to school will soon disappear.
Ooh, yeah, you're right, yeah. Because maybe it is a little bit of like a ego thrill. Like, I love it so much, I just want to do it, like, type thing. Maybe it is a thrill, and I appreciate you pointing that out. But because of time, I probably think it is best for me to just work a normal job now. But I don't want to think about, like, kids and working. And I don't want to bring it up to my husband either because I don't think that's very kind to him to put pressure on him like that. But when that time does come, should I just have a way to see then about it?
Naturopathic doctors don't make any money anyway. They don't make that much money.
I mean, yeah, they make good money, but...
How do you know?
Yeah, it's bad. Well, because I know what I pay them when I go.
But you're just one person. And because they don't accept health insurance, you only go to them... People who go to natural doctors like that, they only go for so long because they can't afford to keep buying that expensive stuff.
It's not cheap, but it's very good for your body, though, I will say that.
How do you know?
Well, because my body's healing.
It's healing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yep. Well, I just did a lot of blood work, and stuff is all leveling out, thank God.
And can you afford to pay that kind of money for that stuff?
I mean, it's not the most cheapest thing in the world, but like you said, it's not forever. It's just to get yourself back up and going, and then they kind of let you go. It's not someone you go see weekly. You know what I mean?
And your husband is okay. Does your husband pay for it or you pay for it?
I do pay for it.
You have a job?
I have savings right now from a different position. Okay. But, yeah.
Well, listen, that's a decision that you and your husband have to pay, and I suggest you be open and honest with him so that he can know exactly what's on your mind.
Okay.
Let me know how it goes, all right?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Good to hear from you.
All right, thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye now. When I come back, Tay, I know you're calling from Asia again, and be patient. Hate news is coming. I'll be back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee. We'll be right back.
there's some serious mess going on in this here old world. But don't worry, Trump is cleaning it up. You know, there's inflation, but our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, said, I love the inflation. Oh, yeah. Shout out. Positivity, that's what we need in this world. And there's other stuff going on right now. You know, Trump is dropping the bomb on Iran. Not the bomb, but bombs or missiles or stuff like that, right? They did some strikes, some more strikes. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Bible Thumper Thursday, y'all. There is one line open. You can call in right now, even during Hake News, Not Fake News, to get on hold, to get on air, young or old, all right? With JLP in the coming hour. And we will get hours, actually. We have two more hours to go. And we will get to your super chats, y'all, and your calls, and more great stories. It is Hake News, Not Fake News. New York is buzzing about the Knicks' record-breaking comeback. I don't know what record they broke, but it was quite a comeback. I think they were behind almost like 30 points or something. And then, you know, like late in the third quarter, according to CNN, what I read in CNN, and then they came back and won like by like one or two points or something. Shout out to the Knicks. Stevie Knicks, that is. That's a T-shirt that old T-Swift wore. She broke the Trump curse because the Knicks were losing because Trump was there. And now this Taylor Swift gal, who's getting married soon, I think, or something, it's under wraps, wore a Stevie Nicks, but Nicks with a K-N-I-C-K-S. Isn't that cute? Sort of. Anyway, right on. Shout out to the Knicks. And there's other sports news going on. The World Cup, I guess, is happening today. And the UFC fight is at the White House is happening this weekend, right? Hopefully it happens. That's what I think is happening. It's court, you know, there's lawsuits and stuff. Court filings submitted Wednesday show the Trump administration expects to spend more than $60 million, pardon me, on the sprawling production with roughly 125,000 guests expected to attend the events in Washington, D.C. this weekend. I guess Sunday is Flag Day, right? The 14th. By the way, go to church with Jesse Lee Peterson. On Sunday, yeah, the 14th is Flag Day, and it's Trump's birthday, President Trump's birthday, the most patriotic man in America, probably, and sweet. So the NBA Finals, yeah, 107 to 106, the Knicks won in Game 4. They're on the brink of their first championship, but you can hold out hope that, who is it, the Spurs, the San Antonio Spurs, may win all three of the next games and beat the New York Knicks. You can pray for that, I guess. Although I don't know that God cares about your prayers about that. I don't know if that's actually real prayer. And the World Cup, 2026 World Cup, getting underway today in Mexico City. Maybe it started already. The month-long tournament opens at the iconic Estadio Azteca, where Mexico faces South Africa. In the first of 104 matches that will culminate in the crowning of a champion next month. Shout out. The Iran war, according to CNN, latest exchange of attacks between the U.S. and Iran is testing an already fragile ceasefire. It comes as President Trump Wednesday warned of further strikes if a deal is not reached, adding that the U.S. military could again target critical infrastructure, communist buzzword, in the region. And by the way, I think they admitted to downing that thing, although I don't know if it was on purpose or not. Their drone hit an Iranian drone or something, hit an awesome U.S. Army helicopter. Crazy. Let me tell you about Trump saying, I love the inflation. Asked about a new report that consumer price index in May had jumped 4.2%. Over the last year, Trump took a surprisingly optimistic, he's known for his optimism, tack on the challenging news. AP says it was unexpected given voters ahead of November's midterms have ranked the economy as a top concern. He pledged to beat inflation, but it's high because of the Iran war, is what Trump is saying. And so the Democrats jumped on that thing about, I love the inflation, not knowing that it's a trap. It's positivity from Trump, which is a good thing. I'm James Hake, JLP, Hour 2.
had to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Thursday, and you can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, a doozy, a mamma mia. Does God care about what you say you believe? Or does he care, or does he, I mean, does God care about what you say you believe? Of what you live, you believe. Does God care about what you say you believe or what you live, you believe? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, you got to run around. Because we are heard around the world, and there are different time zones, and some people love to still listen to the show as it's happening, but they got to go do what they got to do. You can listen on your phone. You can podcast and listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday, and every Thursday, because we love the Bible Thumpers. Every Thursday is, and the Bible Thumpers need a little bit more time. Because after all, they got to quote the word, and then the word. So we give them a little bit more time on Bible Thumper Thursday.
All right, brother. Are you ready? He's drunk as a badger. Go ahead. Let that Holy Ghost language come up out of you. Go ahead.
Oh, shanana.
Shanana.
fire. White people ain't got no business carrying on like that. That's a black thing. What the? Anyway, I want to go quickly back to Tay out of Asia because he keep having issues with his phone, and I don't want him to drop again before he finishes comment or statement or question. Tay.
Yo.
Okay. I forgot where we left off.
Hey, you funny, man. You said maybe the Korean got a hold of my phone.
Aren't you over in Asia somewhere?
Yeah.
And don't they have Korean people over there?
Yeah.
What a mess.
What the?
Are you black?
Yes, sir, I am.
And so what is a black person doing in Asia?
You know, just exploring.
What?
Exploring.
Oh, exploring. Okay. That makes sense.
I've been overseas for a while though. Like, yeah, since I was 7.
7 years old? Did you say you were 7?
Huh?
You say you've been over there. You say you've been over there since you were 7 years old?
Oh, no. I said that I'm used to travel. Oh, what's up?
Did you hear?
No, give it a sec. Tay, repeat that, please.
Oh,
no.
Tay,
go ahead again.
Can you hear me?
You're
right
back.
Now, I can't. Do you have Obama phone or something? What the? I didn't know they had Obama phone in Asia.
Hey, yo, you funny, man.
Amazing.
Hey, nah, yo. Nah, my question was, so what does it look like? What does it look like to put God first? And I think you said, no judgment against others or myself, and have no plan and be simple.
Yes. Have a simple, easy, when you have a simple, easy life that works by itself without your help, and you have no judgment or ideas or plans, no judgment of anything or anyone, including yourself, then you will know God. You and the Father will be one. Because the Father is love, and not emotional love. His love is not about feelings at all. It's just non-judgmental. And when you have love, you're always one with Him, walking in the light. And when you're in the light, because you're no longer of anger, then you have a simple life because your life is working by itself without your effort at all. And this I promise you, you make a horrible mistake by trying to make life work. It's never going to work.
So, like, when you say don't have a plan, when the phone dropped earlier, I was like, all right, I'm going to have no plan then. Let's see where my life goes.
With no plan meaning don't want for anything, and don't have a future or a past. You know, you get up and go to work, you do the practical things you need that He's giving you the ability to do on earth. You get up and go to work, your phone breaks, you get it fixed. Those are just practical things, but you don't live by that. Those are just tools to function on earth. And He even gave you the ability to do that.
Oh, that's what you mean by don't have a plan, by like we can do like the practical things, but don't like live by it. That's what you mean by that?
Right. Once you get your phone repaired, you don't need to think about having your phone repaired anymore. It's repaired. It's fixed. Or once you have your meal, you don't have to think about eating again because you just had that meal. Those are practical things.
Okay, yeah, I just need to stop being childish and stop thinking about money, right?
Yes, that's right. Just get a job, make money, pay your bill, but don't think about money. Save, yeah, you know, when you can put some away, of course, put some away, but don't think about money. Don't think about how poor or rich you are. Never think you don't have enough money.
Okay.
Or don't even think that you do have enough. And just live a simple life and let life work, and all your needs will be met.
Yeah, I mean, I've been having a hard time doing that. But, I'm learning as I go. But
yeah.
As I see, you can't really, like, you can't serve two masters. So, like, yeah, yeah.
Well, you stay with it. Don't give up. It is working. And don't let the spirit of evil in your mind talk you out of it or working on yourself. And don't let the spirit of evil inside of other people talk you out of it, because they will try to talk you out of it too. And it's not them, but the evil in them. So just you just live your life, stay on your path, and you'll be fine.
Okay, all right. Can I ask you one more question?
Yes.
Okay, so I wonder, like, what you're going to say about this. I don't know if this is, like, an ego thing or whatnot. It could be, like, when I walk around sometimes, right, like, when I walk around, like, in this matrix, like, when I'm, like, walking around, like, I'm in the world, but I'm not of it. And it's, like, 99.9% of people I see. Because, like, I can see, like, God gave me, like, spiritual eyes to see. And it's, like, majority of people that I see, like, I don't know, like, not in a judgmental way, but, like, it's like I don't see many of me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because sometimes, like, I used to, like, look for people, like, for me to connect with and stuff. Like, bro, I don't got no friends or nothing. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes I just be, like, I just be aware, and I just be looking, like, when I'm in public or whatever. But it's like, is it not many children, true children of God? Like, it's like everybody walking in darkness, like when I'm looking around, and it's like, I see, like, I'm kind of like the only one that's walking in light. But I'm not trying to say that in, like, an egotistical way. I don't know if I shouldn't even worry about that, but, like, how do you feel about that?
And you're right. Only a few, and it's always been that way, only a few will return to the Father. Most people love their misery. They love calling evil good and good evil. But only a few men and women around the world wake up, and just the way it is. But you see that they're asleep. And as you said, don't judge them and just live your life. Wish them well by not judging them. But you're right. You're not going to run into many, many people who are truly waking up, awaken.
So, like, how do I, like, stop myself? Because I used to be like this. But, how do I stop myself to stop trying to save the world? Like, you know, when you wake up, you might want to, like, tell the world you woke up, or, like, how do I, like, stop doing that and just, like, be quiet and observe? And I guess if I'm supposed to, like, help somebody or something, it'll come naturally.
Never think about helping someone or not helping anyone. When you're attempting to show off or tell the world you're awakened, let that pass. Don't go with the thoughts of the word of it. Don't do it. Just don't do it. And shock the devil, because the devil wants you to show off and get a thrill from it. Just don't do it. That's all. Just realize you cannot help anyone. And then what's going to happen, the more you see and realize that you can't help anyone at all, then the help will come through you. It will speak through you, for you, to others who really want it. It will do the work for you without you even trying.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. Okay. Okay. I ain't gonna talk to you forever today.
Okay. Amazing.
Yeah.
Tay, I gotta run, but let me ask. They have soul food. They have soul food in Asia.
Nah, man.
So what do you do about soul food, oh, Lord?
I mean, kind of craving it.
Okay.
Hey, when you got time, go on YouTube and search up Jesse Lee Peterson Ultimate Savage Moments. It's a 2-hour long video. I've been laughing, man, for the past 2 hours.
I will. Thank you, Tay. I gotta run. You stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. All right.
All right.
All right, buddy.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. It's a mess over in Europe right now. You know what's so interesting to me? Really, this is like really interesting to me. I noticed that around the world, especially in European, in white people countries, where Christ is king, whether it's Europe or America or South Africa or wherever white people of God and did an amazing job with, created freedom with their laws and everything, white people are being attacked. I mean, seriously attacked in all of their countries, if I can tell. And I'm wondering why. Well, I know why. It's out of jealousy and all that, but why? Why don't we hear more about it? If Jews were attacked or blacks were attacked or Mexicans attacked in white people land, that's all you'd be hearing about. But when white people attack and they're like seriously under genocide, you barely hear about it, and there tend to be a joy, even from the white government, that white people are under attack. They use it to gain power, perceived power, and wealth for themselves. Why is this happening? Why? Over in Belfast, Northern Ireland. This is from X. A black guy, I guess, and I don't know if he's black, but I know he's Sudanese. He, according to this report, he stabbed and attempted to decapitate a white man's over there in the white man country, and he came from somewhere else. Watch this from X.
Daddy, he's
still
killed him. Hurry up.
Daddy, he's
completely dead.
No, he's not.
Dad,
look him.
Has he got a knife?
Yeah. Get off him, you fucking rat. Yo! He's cutting him.
He's trying to cut his head off.
He's
hurry up.
Hurry up.
They say he's trying to cut his head off.
Get him! Let him go die! There's a cop! Back off!
Bro,
quick!
They said that he's trying to cut the man's head off in his own country. And the government is not, the white government is not protecting the white people in their own land. I remember we played a, showed you a soundbite where another white guy was stabbed, according to a report, was stabbed with a knife because over in the white man land, the foreigners, I don't know if it's Allahu Akbar people or the, one of those religious group people, they're allowed to carry a knife around, but the citizens cannot carry one. Think about that. I don't know who Henry Norwalk is.
That was the university student stabbed by the Sikh man in over there in England.
So Henry, according to the report, did not have a knife, but the Sikh man, because of their religion, they say they carry knives. And they're like long knives that you cut fish heads off with. Why is this allowed to happen? Why do white people allow their own white government to bring in illegal aliens into their countries or even legal ones and allow white people to be attacked like this? It's happening in America. And then there's no real talk about it or action about it at all. Here's a report from the BBC that explains that the situation here with the head decapitation thing. Watch this.
What you're about to see is footage of the aftermath of a knife attack in North Belfast in Northern Ireland. The video shows some people confronting the apparent attacker. One of them had a hurling stick. Police say the incident happened about 10:30 on Monday night. They've arrested a man in his 30s on suspicion of attempted murder, and they believe he's Sudanese. Detectives say the people who intervened in the attack showed incredible bravery. Politicians have described the incident as brutal, barbaric, and horrific. The man who was hurt in the stabbing is in his 40s. Police say he suffered significant injuries to his face, his neck, and his back, and he's in a serious condition in hospital.
That was from BBC. Isn't that amazing? This is happening all over to white people. In like a real obvious, serious way. But, okay, no big deal. The government just want the vote. The suspect faces charges of attempted murder and other offenses. Watch this from Channel 4 News.
After Monday's attack in North Belfast, Hadi Al-Udeed from Sudan appeared by video link before Belfast magistrates this morning, charged with attempted murder and several other offences. He entered no plea and was remanded in custody. Stephen Ogilvy has lost an eye and remains serious but stable in hospital. His family has issued this statement.
We are completely devastated by the horrific attack on our loved one. This has been a massive shock to our whole family, and right now our only priority is being at his bedside and helping him recover. We do not want this terrible tragedy to be used to divide people or fuel hostility.
See how the white people still try to be nice? But no. That must be the God in them. But not really. That is amazing. Fox News is reporting about the identity of the Sudanese man. Watch it from Fox News.
But who was the butcher? His name's Hadi Al-Udeed. Not an Irish lad. He's 30 years old and went from Sudan to Paris before he flew into Dublin and took a bus into Belfast back in 2023. He applied for asylum and the kingdom gave him refugee status. Police say the Belfast butcher wasn't in any security database. He was unknown. Now, when this nut was arrested, he told cops, quote, "I've killed someone. I don't know if they're dead." This animal was taken to the hospital, too, where he threatened to slash another Irishman, telling them, "I'll kill you." This guy went to court, couldn't even speak English. The people have had it.
They're not listening. The political class are not listening. These people who are coming over here illegally. They're rapists, terrorists. They're coming over here. It's literally like putting a wolf in a sheep field. You are giving them a target-rich environment. You haven't vetted them. You've done nothing. All you've done is dump them in a place where they can wreak havoc. Where they come from, guess what? There's no law. if they can do what literally whatever they like. Well, guess what? What goes around comes around. And I think the political class have got a very, very, very big smack on the nose coming.
Amazing, huh? Remember when the great white hope, Donald Trump, said that the Democrats, when he was running, he said the Democrats are letting in criminals, murderers, and all these bad people. And the media, liberal media, got mad. Oh, you calling foreigners murderers and criminals and things like that. Same thing over in Europe. Same thing. So, following the knife attack on Monday night, organized target violence broke out across part of Belfast. This is from Channel 4 News.
Well, we begin our report with events as they unfolded on the streets across this city and beyond last night. Police and politicians had called for calm last night. Cue smoke over Belfast from mid-evening. This city has seen worse, far worse. But last night was organised, it was targeted, and it was racist. An immigrant family burned out of their home in Loyalist East Belfast by a mob of masked men, escorted to the safety of a police Land Rover with what they could carry. This morning, the ritual of clearing up, boarding up, but the cleansing of anger and fear is now the real challenge.
I'm afraid maybe I might be the next to be attacked on the street.
West Belfast, around 10 p.m, another burning barricade in another loyalist area of the city.
On the Shankill Road, one of the main roads in West Belfast, blocked with fire, as you can see.
Water cannon used in perhaps the most significant standoff with rioters, some armed with lasers to dazzle police. The ground strewn with medical waste, used syringes after a large sharps bin was thrown at the police.
Amazing. See how they call it racist when white people fight back? Oh, it's racist. But they didn't call it racist when that Sudanese tried to, according to report, cut the man's head off. They didn't call that racist. But when white people fight back, it's racist. And here's one more soundbite from there where NBC is reporting that, NBC News, that more protests continued on Wednesday.
Tonight, police firing water cannons against rioters as they threw projectiles back. A new evening of more violence exploding in Northern Ireland. Protesters building a blockade. Homes and vehicles set on fire this week. Here, a bus ablaze in Belfast.
Just violence upon violence.
Like my neighbour's house was set on fire.
Families forced to evacuate to safety as flames ravaged their street. Violence erupting in parts of Northern Ireland after a knife attack that left the victim with multiple injuries, including losing an eye. The attack comes amid escalating tension over immigration across Europe. Elon Musk writing on X this week, only by protesting repeatedly and loudly will there be any change. And the Prime Minister urging politicians not to fuel the unrest.
Nobody who's a politician should be whipping up division and hatred.
The devastated victim's family issuing a statement saying, in part, peaceful protest is the only way forward.
Amazing, huh? There's a genocide upon white Americans wherever they live. Hell is evil, and it's gonna get worse. Even your white politicians want you to protect you. They call you racist. 888-775-3773. A quick break. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Is coming up at 9 a.m. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11. And then, oh Lord, no Anchor Baby today, right?
Correct.
You just told me no Anchor Baby today.
Thank you.
What the? And check out our merch. Amazing merch. And every dime goes back into doing the work. So when you're getting stuff for yourself, you're helping us to help others. We have the silver coin celebrating 250 years of America. We have Punchy's coffee, amazing coffee. Everything amazing. Everything amazing. We have my books are amazing. And then we have T-shirts and mugs. Everything amazing. So you won't be disappointed, all right? And, again, you're helping us to help others. So make a donation, buy merch, and thank you in advance. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop. jesseleepeterson.shop. Amazing. I want to, and thank you all, I do appreciate it. I want to show you just another quick videos of the genocide upon white America, and not even their white government will protect them. Because the white government are like the black government. They just want in. They want power and wealth. Perceived power, but they want power. And they don't care about the white people. They know you're under genocide, and when you do stand up, they can, even the white government call you racist. Some of you heard about this trial that happened in Texas with a black guy by the name of Camilla Anthony, who was, according to a report, accused of murdering a white guy. Well, he got 35 years sentenced now. And it's crazy now. And also, it was being said at one point that the jury were all white jury in Texas with this Anthony guy, but now it's been reported it wasn't all white. It was mixed with Mexican and other races and white people. It's just that they threw the black people off because, according to the report, the black people were saying that they can't convict a bro. They can't, according to the report, they was, I didn't hear, but they said they can't convict a bro. I feel like my child. And so they took the blacks off that said those kind of things. Because when you go to become a juror, they ask you all kind of questions about, do you support this and support that, blah, 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 right? And according to the report, the blacks were saying they can't, that's a brother. That's like my child. But, so they ended up, but the jury, according to the report, were not all white. But yet, the black people are still, according to this report, attacking the family of Metcalf. This video shows people confronting and taunting Metcalf's family in the courthouse parking lot. Watch this from X.
To know that I am 6 foot even. The phone is my phone is at my head, and the guy back is his brother. Carmelo Anthony was 5 feet nine, 5 feet eight, something like that. So you had two of those people standing over him. You said 9 o'clock. You said 9 o'clock. Everybody is pressed. You have freedom of press. It's the First Amendment.
Amazing, huh? Where is the love? And this was after, according to the report, these people left the courthouse after Camilla Anthony murder conviction of 35-year sentence. And according to X, here's what Anthony's grandmother said or did. Watch this from X.
Racist.
A white person to
hit a black
boy
and get
away.
That's it.
Yeah.
They send a message. Yeah.
We love y'all.
It ain't the end of the road.
I'm from
Barry
Woods. I promise you. I know how it is. I moved out here from Barry Woods. Same school.
We love y'all.
We love you.
We love you.
We love
you.
My family is
people. Free Carmelo.
Free Carmelo.
This is sad. This is evil. But this is what's happening in the world. Earth is not heaven. And man is not God. There's no love. If white people had been doing that to a black family, let's say that it was the other way around. Metcalf was sentenced for killing Anthony. And then the white family went and attacked the black family like that. What do you think would be happening right now? They'll be called racist. They'll be called Nazi, all kinds of stuff. Maybe even arrested. In the white man's country, in his own house. What a mess, huh? Where is the love? That's not love. That's hate. Now do you believe me when I say white people under genocide? And I knew it was coming 36 years ago when the whites didn't speak up about slavery and all that mess. As though they had owned some slavery. Even if they had owned slaves, they still were at fault for somebody else's action. And what other example of the genocide upon white people? We showed you what's happening in Europe. They're trying to cut the head off in the public, according to a report. A black guy, according to us, a black guy punched a random white man in the face because he thinks or thought he was Camilla Anthony's jury selection. Here's a video from X.
Hey, wasn't you on jury selection?
No, he wasn't. Man. No, he wasn't. Seriously. No, he wasn't.
He was on jury selection.
No, he's a vet. He ain't been on jury selection.
You gonna die?
Quit, dude.
You on jury? Why you on jury?
He wasn't.
You on jury selection?
He wasn't.
You was on jury selection?
No, he wasn't.
Oh.
No, he wasn't.
Not for Anthony. Not for Carmelo Anthony. Oh. All right, my beat. I thought you was on jurisdiction for car. My beat. Man, what? Yo.
That's amazing to me. The Anthony family yelling they are glad Metcalf is dead. They yelled that to the Metcalf family. This guy, according to this report, and we had an image of the black guy, according to X, that it's the one that went up and smacked the white man because he thought that that this white man was on the jury. As though if he was. But this is what can happen to white people now. Nobody cares. Even their own white government will not protect them in their own white country. I am 100% sure now. And without a doubt, integration does not work. And especially forced integration. It does not work. I want to show you this post from 1995 from the ex of the Oprah Winfrey Show. And this was during O.J. Simpson's trial. And O.J. was found not guilty. And the black audience cheered it on. Yes! And the white audience was like, what? What are y'all cheering on? Watch this from X.
Case number BA097211. We, the jury, in the above entitled action, find the defendant Orenthal James Simpson not guilty of the crime of murder in violation of Penal Code Section 187A, a felony upon Nicole Brown Simpson, a human being, as charged in count one of the information. Superior Court of the State of California, County of Los Angeles, in the matter of the people of the State of California versus Orenthal James Simpson.
That was back in 1995. And things have gotten worse. They have not gotten better. This is from Grok. Polls from 1995 show 78% of black Americans approve in Simpson's not guilty verdict versus 42% of white people. Human beings, God did not create you to be divided like this. We are supposed to be one. Didn't we come from the same creator? Who put you on earth? Where did you come from? Who put you on earth? And what has happened that you hate one another so much? What happened? Think about that. Who put you on earth? Who put you here? Where did you come from? You came from the same God, the same energy, the same creator. Everybody came from the same God. What happened when he dropped you off on this earth that made you hate one another so much? He told you not to hate. He said to love one another. To love your enemy. and to love God. He didn't say, who's telling you to hate like this? He even said, do not rejoice in the time of trouble. In the time of misery for others. You're supposed to pray for them, not rejoice for them. We're all one. But in your fallen state, your mind, your anger, you think we're separate, and we're not. That's why Christ said, what you do to the least of them, you're doing it to me. You're doing it to yourself, and you're doing it to God. I never, ever imagined growing up, not for one second, growing up on a plantation in Alabama. I never imagined that the blacks and the whites and the race people would be this divided with so much hatred. It didn't seem that it was possible. But it is. And it's going to get worse. Let me go to Stetson out of, let's see here. Let's go to Stetson out of Idaho. Stetson, you are on the phone. You're on the air.
I was actually just kind of wondering this morning, what is the difference between the Son of Man and the Son of God? So I was reading that and hearing that in the Bible a lot, and Jesus, like, he accepts that he's the Son of Man and the Son of God, but is there a difference?
That's a good question.
You brought that question up this morning because I called in before you said that. I'm like, oh boy, this is weird. This is just what I asked, and before you even said it. So I was just wondering, like, what is the difference, or is there?
To be honest with you, unless you refer to his physical father, Joseph, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Joseph. And then this Son of God would be his spiritual father, the creator.
Okay.
Because he did have a physical father, too.
Yes. And this is KW. I heard other people say, like, he's the Son of Man because he's Adam's son through distant genealogy or whatever. So I heard that that's also why he was the Son of Man, but I've just been hearing or seeing that a lot in the Bible, and it's just like, okay, he never says that he's God, but he's like the Son of God, like, and then he says he's the Son of Man, so I was just wondering if there was a difference between the two.
Yeah, the Bible is not, the Bible has been changed so much, Stetson, over the years that you would not really get the whole truth from the Bible. And so it could have meant just something as simple as Jesus being out on the road and people, he had to run and hide or blah, blah, blah. And so he couldn't find a place to live, to sleep, to lay his head. It could have just meant that. But it's right now, I don't know exactly what it meant because the Bible is not, everything in the Bible is not true anymore.
That's kind of what I'm understanding more of it. It's just like there's a lot of stories in there, and then when you read about other things, I read the Book of Enoch a little bit, and the other thing I was calling about was like aliens, and then whether they're demons or angels, and I think that they're both at this point, and it's just whatever's going on in this world and seeing it. And the evil that's here, it's like, well, what if these aliens are watching all of us? And they're just like, okay, at the point in time, if it gets too crazy, they're going to come down, and everybody that doesn't have hate or anger in their heart, they pull them out, and then we go to Mars, or we go to the moon, and there's already bases set up, or maybe that the aliens come here, and they get rid of all the wicked people, and things kind of go back to normal. Like, I don't know. It's just like it was just some thoughts that I was just looking around. Like, well, what are these alien things? Yeah. And I've been watching some documentaries, and like there is the Bible talks about like spiritual beings and aliens and that type of stuff, even though it doesn't come out and say it. And like, they're talking about God like teleported Bartholomew at one point in the Bible. And I was like, well, that's weird. So it's just like reading different things and like, but whether it's true or not, and it's like just sitting in it and the thoughts and just letting it pass through. It's like, okay. But the whole alien spacecraft thing, it's like, well, that's just wild.
Well, some people believe that the aliens are demons that that coming from the darkness. But I have learned to, if I don't see clearly what it is, I don't let my mind make up stories, or I don't listen to fake stories from other people their mind are made up, and they don't realize the devil gave them those ideas. I just wait and see until understanding come.
Yes. You had a caller the other week that talked about in his dream world that he saw like a demonic or felt that spirit. And when he said that, I've had a very similar experience, but it's like, it just sounds too crazy to talk about. But then other people are talking about like, dude, I've had that. And they're like, I'm watching these alien documentaries. Like, I've had those kind of situations.
Well,
it's wild, but
when I had anger, I have been asleep in my room, sleeping, and I can see a dark spirit come through my door, like flying through the door, and then it would try to hold me down in the bed. I'd be like, in my sleep, I'm fighting, fighting. And then I say, Jesus, and it leaves. And so I have had that happen, especially when I had anger. Since the anger been gone, I've not had that experience.
That's been my experience, too, is when I was in anger or very fearful situations, that's when those really dark spirits would come in.
Yeah.
But since working on myself, doing the silent prayer, those, they don't bother me
as
much.
Right. Absolutely.
And especially, like, I don't have the crazy vivid dreams anymore since I do the silent prayer versus, like, please, God, like, don't let me have crazy dreams tonight. Just saying nothing. It's like, that's just the way to go and just be silent.
So my producer is telling me that concerning the Son of Man, my producer gave me the description from John. The title Son of Man simply means a human being, emphasizing he has taken on human nature. So I don't know if that would mean or not, but my producer is telling me that. And then Hate want to tell you about some demons.
No, nothing about demons.
What's that about?
Is Daniel 7:13-14 refers to the Son of Man as a prophetic vision about the Messiah. And so in the Old Testament, the phrase Son of Man, according to Google AI, is an idiom used to refer to an ordinary human being.
An idiot?
Idiom, meaning a phrase, a figure of speech. And Daniel, it says, I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. He was given dominion, glory, and a kingdom, and peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion and everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom, which shall not be destroyed.
Amazing.
Sounds like Jesus.
Christ is king.
Are you able to hold?
Yep. Sure.
Do you want a hole, or you got what you're looking for?
I'm good. That was it.
Okay. All right, buddy.
I just want to know about that and just put my two cents in about aliens.
All right. I got to take a break. Hate news. I'll be back in a moment. Straight to your calls.
Oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the?
If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why do you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts make you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darndest thing I ever seen, but it's amazing to see it. So relax.
a whole lot of mess going on in this here world. Am I right or am I right? This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Bible Thumper Thursday, y'all. June 11th, AD 2026. And there is one line open. You can call in if you haven't already gotten on air with JLP. Young or old? All right. To get on hold, to get on air with Jesse in the third and final hour of today's show, y'all. And then after that, the Hague Report. I hear that no American anchor, baby, today, okay? So if you're having a hankering for American anchor, baby, check out his prior episodes available on YouTube, Rumble, and audio podcast, all right? Substack and elsewhere. And you can also check out Punchy TV, P-U-N-C-H-I-E TV. There was a great episode yesterday on Punchy TV YouTube. It's also up on Jesse Lee Peterson's Rumble, as well as JLP Talk on X and other platforms, y'all. Very cool. Very nice. According to, let's get to some news, right? According to AP, Trump had pledged in his 2024 campaign to quickly vanquish inflation, but his argument now is that higher prices are solely a function of the Iran war, raising energy costs. Wednesday, he claimed that relief is already on its way because of a secret military operation that has ferried, or had ferried, what he said was 100 million barrels of oil through the Strait of Hormuz. And he also said, as I mentioned last hour during the news, that Trump said, "I love the inflation." And the Democrats seized on that and posted about it on social media because the Democrats are quick to condemn and slow to understand. Very nice. Bill Gates, the great Bill Gates, kind of, I don't know, in a manner of speaking. He testified about his ties to Epstein. He just wants you guys vaccinated for your own health. Anyway, to Epstein and calls meeting him a grave error in judgment, according to AP, far-left extremist, off-the-deep-end liberals, Associated Press, shout out. Bill Gates stated Wednesday that he, quote, should never have met with Epstein in the first place, unquote, but that he never witnessed, and this is another quote, nor had any indication that Epstein was engaged in ongoing criminal conduct, unquote. I guess it's because it was after his whatever conviction or guilty plea back in 2006 or whenever that was. I don't know. The tech billionaire, Bill Gates that is, became the latest powerful figure linked to the disgraced financier to testify before the House Oversight Committee. Who's overseeing the House? Pfft, not us. Anyway, as Gates arrived at the Capitol, he noted that his appearance was voluntary. I'm coming here of my own volition. He did not take questions from reporters at the conclusion of the interview late Wednesday afternoon. Most Democrat members who participated in Wednesday's questioning described Gates as cooperative. Bill Gates, they said some of the most useful information he provided involved other influential people in Epstein's orbit. Useful for what? Probably useful for evil, right? Anyway, lawmakers said they also pressed Bill Gates on why he continued interacting with Epstein after he pleaded guilty in 2008, to soliciting prostitution from a minor. Bill, had done that before he died. Southern Baptists advance a formal ban on churches with women pastors. Thousands of Southern Baptists overwhelmingly voted Wednesday to advance a formal ban on women being pastors in the nation's largest Protestant denomination, sending a clear message that men alone should preach to these conservative, so-called evangelical, whatever that means, congregations. The vote was a 3-1 margin. More than, it's like three times as many people voted than for the ban versus against the ban. Which easily exceeded the required 2/3 majority, all right? 2-1 would have been 2/3, right? It will require a similar 2/3 vote next year's meeting to become part of the Constitution. It would tighten the Southern Baptist Convention's thing. I'm James Hake, JLP, Hour 3.
somewhere in the world today. Men have got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the racers with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, a juicy. Does God care about what you say you believe or what you live you believe? Which one? What you say, I believe that somewhere in the darkest night a candle glows, I believe. Does God care about what you say you believe or what you live you believe? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, but you would love to keep listening to the show as it is happening, you can podcast and listen on your phone. It's been made possible. He made it possible for the sun to shine. By calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your, and we got to get to your super chats, your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App is Thursday. And Thursdays is because we love the Bible Thumpers. It is Bible Thumper Thursday.
Got news for you. We're getting closer to his return, and the closer we get to him, the faster things are going to happen, the faster the healings, the faster the deliverance, the faster.
Amazing. A friend of mine texted me and said, I never had thoughts or thought that blacks could get this out of control. Where is the so-called black leaders who step up against the nonsense? Where are they? Grandpa, bring me back the good old days, he said. A lot of this anger and resentment toward white people and others are due to the black leadership. They have brainwashed the people over the last 70 years, started with the so-called civil rights movement, encouraging them to blame and hate white people. It started with that crap. It may have been going on a little bit more of that because they had the so-called talent tent too. But it's a mess. I want to go to Carl out of South Carolina. Carl, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing?
All this well, Carl.
Good. Let me tell you why I'm calling. My son, he's 35. He's in a rehab program because he's unfortunately an alcoholic. but he's doing well. He's got one more month to go. But the rehab program is associated with a church. It's on a compound. It's like they got the rehab little mobile homes and bunkhouse, they call it. It's all in one big compound, okay? But I want to know, this church, it's Christian, but they have no cross in the church. They don't. It's not like these hooping and hollering type congregations, but they do a lot of singing and they got like three guitar players, a couple of singers, a drummer, keyboard. They do a lot of singing. Then the pastor gets up there and he talks about some things out of the Bible, some gospel messages and stuff like that. It's mostly white. It's in a white conservative area of the county. But my question is that a Bible thumper church? And why don't they have a cross? It's at least a cross. It's supposed to be a Christian church. You would think they would have a cross in there.
Before I respond to your question, how do you feel? What do you think or feel about your son being there, going there?
Well, I'm glad, because if he wasn't there, he'd be in jail. He'd be in prison.
Oh, okay. Amazing.
Yeah, I'm going to call and tell you about that later, another call. But, yeah, he's there. And there's a lot of stuff to do with the woman he was with. And, you know, it's a big, nasty, ugly story.
And why do they need a cross in the church?
I don't know, because it's supposed to be Christian.
But what does that have to do with cross?
Well, a cross is a symbol of Christianity. Is that right?
No.
No?
Uh-uh.
I thought it was.
A cross is a death thing.
Death?
Don't you die on the cross?
Yeah, well, Jesus died on the cross.
But Jesus only died up there because he allowed them to put him there to show you how mean and evil human beings are.
Yeah.
He didn't mean for you to use it as a symbol.
Well, how come there's so many, people wear crosses on their neck and they're just, crosses.
Because they're lost. Forgive them. They know not what they do.
So it's really not a symbol of Christianity?
No.
The cross?
Not at all.
Wow. I've been totally wrong about that. So do you think this church is a Bible thumper church? Or what makes a church a Bible thumper church?
Well, I don't know about this church because I'm not aware of it. I've not gone there. But a Bible thumper church is when the preacher get up and preach the Bible and teach the Bible to the people and put them asleep. Instead of fellowshipping to point them back to the Father who will make them free.
Yeah, it's...
All they do is teach the Bible, and then you have a head full of intellectual knowledge, but it does nothing for the soul at all. You got to put a cross around your neck because you ain't got nothing else going on.
Uh-huh. They keep it real dark in there. They have lighting. It looks like they got that, different color lighting that lights up the stage. It's like a stage.
Yeah. But as far as your son, he's 30-something years old now. He's a grown man. You got to leave him alone. I would suggest you leave him alone and let him go through what he got to go through. And maybe he may wake up. Maybe he won't. But
I think he will. I hope so. He got two kids.
And you hope that he wakes up.
Yeah, and I'm trying to convince him he needs to call you for a counseling session. I think I almost got him convinced that he needs to forgive his mother because she's also an alcoholic. And they haven't talked to each other in about 5-6 years, something like that.
But amazing.
I'm trying to get him to...
And why do you hope he wake up?
Well, because I want him to be a good father to his kids, my grandkids.
But why are you hoping for something that he might not want himself?
Well, I think he wants it. He wants it.
If he wanted it, he would cry out to God.
Well, he's improved his relationship with God since he's been there.
But if he wanted to wake up, he would cry out to the Father, and the Father would wake him up.
Well, I don't know if he's done that or not, but it seems like he has because there's a lot of him. He's improved his. I mean, I see a lot of improvement. He's been there almost a year.
And what kind of improvement have you seen?
Well, first off, he's not drinking, so that's a big improvement. And he just, the way he talks, you know, about how he wants his, you know, his life to go when he gets out. And his, you know, it's his just future plans. I know you just say don't live in the future. Live, you know, live in the moment.
Right.
But when somebody's in rehab like that, I mean, what do they have? I mean, they got to think about something to get out when they get out of there.
But tell me, you haven't given me an example of him improvement.
Well, he's been holding a job for a while. They let him work outside. Once they get in stage two of this program, they're allowed to leave the compound and work a job. And he's held the same job for I think about probably 6 or 7 months now. And he's already had a promotion. He's making good money and he saved money. He saved about $4,000 or $5,000 already.
But why are you so involved in his life?
Because I'm his father.
But you're not. He's an adult now. There's only one father. That was in heaven. Why are you so involved instead of letting him? Because you're not responsible for his spiritual life. Why don't you let him go through what he got to go through?
He is doing that.
But I
want to see my grandkids again.
What?
Huh?
So what?
I want to see my grandkids.
So it's for you and not for him.
Well, it's for both of us.
No, it's for you. You want to see the grandchildren.
Well, he wants to see his kids.
But that's him.
So, I mean.
But that you all involved because you have something that you want.
Yeah. Isn't that normal?
No, that's abnormal. That's selfish love. That's not love. That's what all ego people do. They pretend they love you because they want something from you. It's not that they love you. Mothers do that with children. All mothers do that. They pretend they love their children so much. It's only because they want something from the children. And if the kids don't act and give them what they want, they hate the children. They try to control them.
Yeah, well, he's my only son, and he's my only...
That's no reason to be a mama to him, and you're doing it because you want to see the grandchildren.
Well, that's not normal?
Not at all.
Not to want to see your grandkids. That's not normal.
It's raw. It's not normal for you to be pretending to be so concerned about him at all in the way, as though you love him. You're in the way because you want something. Won't you love him without wanting anything? Why don't you love him without wanting anything and see what happens?
Well, it's probably too late for that now since we're... I mean, we had to go get a lawyer and get... Because the mother of the grandkids, she won't... You know, there's no contact at all. She ripped him out of the house over a year ago. No contact, so we had to go get an attorney.
And look how you said we have to go to get a lawyer. That's between
the mother.
It has nothing to do with you.
Yeah, but he was in rehab, so he can't do much. And I was kind of taking the lead on that.
But you're doing it because you spend all your money, all your time, all your effort.
You're right. I did spend all my money because I had a hell of a savings, and it's all gone now.
See,
because I had to get a lawyer.
What?
I had to spend a lot of money. He got in really bad trouble with the law. It was a bad domestic violence thing going on in July of 23. It was huge. I mean, he was looking at prison time. And just like you said, I got involved in it because of the kids. That was my reasoning. The kids.
And look how you suffering for your ego reason, pretending that is love.
I did. Yeah, I suffered because I spent $20,000 to bail his ass out of jail, or his butt, keep him out of prison.
You just said that. Go ahead.
I said ASL. I can't, you're not supposed to curse on the
on the phone.
But do you but see? Yeah, you're, acting, I mean, you see, you're acting just like the mother. You want?
Yeah.
My father and my grandfather, ain't no way in the world they would have done anything to help me if, because they warned me growing up, like. And my grandmother all said, "You get in trouble, you on your own. I ain't bailing you out.
I wish I would have done that.
I'm not bailing you. I'm not bailing you out. I'm not coming to see you. I'm not putting money on no books. And you can't call me collect.
I done all that. He spent a lot of time in jail.
But you're acting like his mama, and I guarantee.
I know.
And I guarantee
you're right. God.
And I guarantee you, he resent you.
But my whole reasoning was the kids. What's best for the kids?
No,
was,
you don't know what's best for the kids. Those are not your kids.
Oh,
and then you're going to go broke trying to spend your money on to see the kids, and that woman is never going to let you see them anyway.
Well, when the judge tells her that she has to let us,
they still don't
let you. She
has
no choice.
No, yes, she does. They're still fighting. The woman, the judge says, The father has a right to see their children, and the mother made that impossible.
Well, then she gets in trouble for contempt.
But she still does it. She still gets in trouble. Go back to court.
She wants to do it. Let her do it. Let them do it. But it's going to cost her more money. Go to court.
But, Carl, you don't see that you're the problem.
Well, I'm part of the problem. I can't be all the problem.
But you are the problem. You won't let your son suffer.
Oh, man.
If you love your son, you will let him suffer. Does God let us suffer?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he does.
And so why are you imitating God?
Ego.
Right. So stop pretending you're doing it out of love. You're not doing this out of love. You're worse than your son.
How am I going to get out of it now? I can't get out of it now. It's too late.
Why?
Well, he's almost out of rehab. He'll be one more month to go, and he gets out of there, and he's going to come live with me. And
he's coming back home to mama.
Yeah. God, I don't know. What else?
And he's going to get right back into the same trouble because mama's in the way. Mama's in the way to prevent him from crying out to God.
Oh, Jesse. Oh, my God. Sheesh. This is just... I don't know how to get out of it. I mean,
what
should I do? Stop talking to him?
You need to
block his number?
You need to get to know yourself, man, so you can see what's going on. You got to overcome your mama.
My mama's dead.
You still got to overcome it. Your mama still live right inside of you.
She does, because I think about her all the time.
Yeah, you just not like your mama.
Oh, my God, I can't take this. Oh, my God. I'm so screwed.
Yeah, you're just like your mama. You're doing everything that the mama does.
I was her favorite. Yeah, I was her favorite.
I bet you were.
God, you can read people like a book. Well, so... I'm going to let you take other callers, but so do you think, so is this church a Bible thumper? I don't think you said, already told me that, right?
The church ain't the problem. You're the problem, Carl.
Yeah, all right. But what about, I'm just asking, this Bible thumper, is it a Bible thumper?
I don't know. I've not seen the church. I don't know what they say and do, but I do know that Carl is in the way.
All right, I'm going to have to digest this and think about it.
Carl, this thing, you're treating this boy like you his mama, and he's a grown man, and you won't do what God does and let God leave us alone and let us live the life we want.
I am acting like his mama. Yeah, because his mama's been out of his life, and you're right. I've been bailing him out, even going back to his teenage years.
And look what has happened.
Messed up. It's messed up, and I always blame it because I didn't have a father. My father died when I was 9 years old.
No, he got two mamas. You got one mama now. All his life, by you bailing him out, you were putting him deeper into trouble.
I know.
I know I messed. I realize I messed up.
And yet you won't stop. You still won't stop.
And I wouldn't. I know. It's like I.
You all up in this man's church. Somebody going to a Bible conference. What does it have to do with you?
That's why I called you. Just trying to set me, get some answers.
Stop being a beta.
Beta male. Beta.
This man need, your son need a father that gets out of the way, not a mama that helps keep him in hell, because you're waiting right now until he get out. You spend all your money on his so-called grandchildren. That's not going to work out.
Legal
now
bill.
You set it
lawyer.
Up for him to come live with you. This man never going to grow up as long as you're around.
I'm screwed. I'm so screwed.
And what if, God forbid, if you were dead, what would he do?
Well, he'd get my life insurance policy.
What a mess.
It's a mess. I know it is.
Carl, you need love. You don't love your son. You don't have any love.
It's all fake, huh? It's all false.
It is. It's all about you, and it has nothing to do with him. Because if you love him, you would have learned by now, all I'm doing is keeping my son in trouble by keep bailing him out of trouble. I'm making things, you're just like your mom. I'm making it worse. You're the problem. Your son needed a father, and he got a mother.
Yeah, because I was taking her place. That's basically what I was doing, right? Taking her place.
I was suggesting, then I got to run, but I would suggest you pull back and work on you. Overcome your mother, forgive your father, do the silent prayer, so you can see the
I've
right
been doing that now.
So you can see the right thing that's going on with you.
I don't know how to. My mom is gone. What can I do about that? I mean,
just realize.
I can say, yeah, mom, I forgive you.
Just realize that now that she's gone, she did. Just realize that, just like you can't help yourself, you a big mama, and this evil spirit is driving you, was driving her. And she couldn't help herself with what she done to you. She truly recreated you in her image, and she couldn't help it.
Yeah.
And knowing that you can't...
Because
knowing that you can't help yourself will help cause you to see that she couldn't help herself. And though she's dead, you still will forgive her by realizing she couldn't help it. It was wrong, but she couldn't help it. Because you can't help yourself. Look what you've done to you and your son.
Yeah, it's a mess. I'm going to do the silent prayer and ask God to help me or something.
And he will.
Okay, Jesse.
All right.
Thanks for taking my call.
All right, bud. I wish you well.
I'm going to call you back again next week.
Okay, absolutely.
Okay, thanks, Jesse.
You're welcome. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Andrew out of New Orleans, a first-time caller out of New Orleans, Louisiana. Andrew, you are on the air.
What's up, Jesse?
All is well, Andrew.
Good. I have a question for you.
Yes.
So I realized something... March 15th, 2025, that I received a significant amount of protection from God, it would have to be, because some things are not explainable. But it gets very confusing, and I'm just curious, how do you think that works? How do you think that he protects us? Do you think there are terms? Do you think... Well, I just want to know what you think about it.
First, let me ask, why do you think he has protected you already?
Well, there's a lot. I would start with when I was born. So my twin brother and I were adopted before we were born. We had a great father, a horrible mother. So that's kind of funny, but we received a lot of provisions and protection from our father.
From your adoptive father, are you?
Correct. Yeah, no, okay. I don't know.
You don't know your real father at all?
No, no, no.
Okay.
No, no, not at all.
All right.
And so, and I've had a lot of blessings in my life. Of course, I took credit for everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was raised Catholic, but, you know, it was forced on me, so that doesn't really count. But I had been exposed to the idea of God or Jesus or salvation or whatever as a child, but we always would misbehave at Sunday school anyway. You know, so yeah. We weren't really, they just put it on us.
Okay.
Which is fine. It wasn't with a hard hand or anything like that.
But let me ask, because of time, you want to know how God protect us?
Yeah, I'm really curious about it because it's funny. So then, you know, later in life, I've been through some situations where things got pretty close to the bone. And then in the 11th hour, unexplainable things happened that, you know, saved me from a situation or what have you. And what's interesting to me is I didn't really give a hoot about God most of my adult life. You know, anything good that I did or that happened to me or whatever it was, I took all the credit for it. I did pray a few times through my adult life, only in crisis mode, only in crisis mode when you're really at the point where you're like, I need some help and there's no people that could help me with this. So I need to ask somebody who's all powerful, whether he exists or not, kind of thing. And then some dust settled. And then on March 15th, 2025, and things were fine, I had this really, it was a compulsion to pray. I was 50 years old.
You were 50?
And, yeah.
Okay.
I was 50.
How old are you now?
52.
Okay.
I was in Fairhope, Alabama.
Sweet home, Alabama.
You know it. love crossing the border at I-10. Get the sign.
That's right.
You know. We spent a lot of time there. We own property there, and that's where we will be full right time.
But let me tell you, because of time, God protects us, especially His own children. But He protects us by keeping us in the light. And when you're in the light, you have no fear. And you would know that He, without even thinking about it, because if you have to think about it, then you're in the darkness. But when you're in the light, you have no fear. You don't think about fear or worry or anything. You are protected by God. Even with physical protection, things may or may not happen to you physically, but you will be able to catch that before it can really hurt you. But you stay in the light, you would know without thinking about it that you are protected because you will have no fear.
Right. I do know I've been protected. I know that now.
Yeah. Can you hold for a minute?
You got it, brother.
All right, hold on. 888-77-JESSE. The stretch off is open on pills.net. Did I say it right? Hey.
We'll say yes.
But I didn't.
No, you did.
Okay. Well, why were you just saying it then? Back in a moment.
We're a boomers here.
We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, welcome back. The Hake Report is coming up. The Hake, H-A-K-E report.com, right after my show from 9 to 11. And no Anchor Baby today. No American Anchor Baby. Check out Bill. He did a brand new episode yesterday on Pudgy.TV. Bill, Pudgy.TV. Let me go quickly back to Andrew, a first-time caller, wanted to know about God protection. Andrew, does that make a little sense to you about being in his presence is his protection?
Yeah, and so I just have one follow-up question that kind of relates to all this because it kind of goes a little deeper on what you might have meant. But so what's really interesting to me is when on March 15, 2025, when I came to God not in crisis, because I told you before in my adult life I've only prayed in deep crisis mode, which
right.
I think a lot of people do. And I always felt guilty about it.
That's how a lot of some go wrong.
Right. And I always felt, and I always had doubt about that. You know, I'm always like, I know the only reason I'm praying right now is because I'm screwed. Like, you know, yeah. And I hope God doesn't hate me for that. But what was interesting about this experience on March 15, 2025 is everything was fine. I was in good spirits, just me and my dog in Fairhope, Alabama, enjoying the weekend, probably about 1 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon. And I had a compulsion to pray. And I was just talking to the Father. I wasn't praying to Jesus, which nothing wrong with that. Gospel of John is my favorite gospel. But I was definitely coming to the Father, like, there's no question. I wasn't going through Jesus. The Holy Spirit might have been upon me. I don't know how all that works, but it was a compulsion, and it was a beautiful thing. And I realized in that moment how I've taken credit for all the work he's done for me in my life, the protection, the blessings. And I didn't feel any guilt. I just realized that that was the truth. And it was an all-day thing. It was an all-day connection.
Because of time, that's and so what happened?
Right, so my question
My
question is, what do you think plays into all of that? Praying not in crisis and just having a compulsion for no reason and just acknowledging his presence. Well, for no reason at all.
What do I think about you praying not in crisis?
Yeah, a compulsion to pray not in crisis and acknowledge his presence in the work he's done and blessings he's done on me and in my life and the protection that he's put on me.
Well, it could have been, I don't know, but it could have been out of habit. You know, you raised that way or maybe.
No, I ain't prayed in a long time.
Or maybe even something occurred in you to cause you to want to pray.
Something did,
right.
But nothing was going on.
Right, and that's the time to pray when nothing is going on. You should always pray. You shouldn't have to just wait for trouble. God said to pray without ceasing. He didn't say to just wait in the time of trouble. And so you could have been, I don't know, because I don't know exactly what was going on with you or in you at the time. But if it's not clear as to why, don't make up anything, and it will be revealed to you.
Well, and ever since that day, I talk to him all day, every day. Right, so something happened.
Right on. Well, that's good. I'm glad it did, because you should pray without ceasing, for sure. Meaning right. Always in a state of prayer, for sure, by being present. Andrew, give me a quick answer to this question. Do you have a life?
Do I have a life?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm alive. I have a spirit. I have a life.
Did you hear us talking about that earlier today? With my experience?
I don't think I caught that caller. I don't think I caught that caller.
So do you have a life?
I do have a life.
And what is your life?
In what regard? You mean materially or spiritually, or what is it?
What is your life?
I would say it's really just who I know that I am.
What does that mean?
There's a certain essence, I think, to probably every person, every individual, where we know things. We know the difference between right and wrong. We know instinctually if we're in the right place or the wrong place. That's really the life that I have. If you're asking on a more terrestrial plane about nuts and bolts, we can talk about that. I'm not sure what you're referring to by life.
Well, I'm not necessarily talking about nuts and balls, but I'm asking today my experts and everyone, do you have a life?
Well, hey. I would say that I do, because I'm happy to be alive, and I'm enthusiastic I'm enthusiastic to just be in whatever I'm doing, experience I'm in.
Okay, and so your life is your happiness?
My life is my happiness.
Did you say that?
I use the word enthusiasm. I think it's good to be embrace and appreciate the opportunity to do whatever this thing is called that we're doing right now.
So your life is your enthusiasm?
Well, it's this existence.
Okay. Amazing. Andrew, call me again, man, and you stay with it, but call me again, all right?
All right, Jesse. Appreciate you.
All right, buddy. 888-77 Jesse. Super.
Super chat.
Sweet. Good morning.
Good morning. He said, what did you say?
Nuts and bolts.
What did I say?
I shan't repeat.
What did I say? I repeated what he said.
So you claim.
What do you mean?
JLP Talk sent 5 Jesse Lee Peterson. Moving on, y'all. Jesse, for the sake of time.
Yeah.
Jesse Lee Peterson gift memberships. Thank you, JLP Talk.
Thank you. Amazing.
Marilyn bought a coffee. Uncle Jesse, in response to the last caller on Manhood Hour, Revelation never says Jews are the synagogue of Satan. Jesus says, I will make those from the synagogue of Satan who claim to be Jews and are not, but are lying. ... No different to Christians who claim they are New Israel or blacks who think they are the real Jews. This is madness. Black face palm emoji.
Thanks for clearing that up. That's amazing.
Thank you kindly.
Yeah,
Marilyn.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
That's
that was
right.
From yesterday, Manhood Hour.
And during Punchy TV, I thought this was a funny comment from CT on the X live stream. Bill is like the tired dad who gets home from work and doesn't want to be bothered. Laughing faces. He's over it.
That's a good description of Bill.
Indeed.
Amazing. Thank you.
Mike Young. Hey, Jesse, remember the black guy wanted to fight you from a debate long time ago? Well, he had an evil black female lawyer on YouTube show saying this, first and foremost, The one thing I would like to ask for people to do at this moment is pray for the Anthony family. You know, Carmelo Anthony.
Right.
Because they have been legally lynched for the last year, and more so by this slaughterhouse of a courthouse, as well as the family of the Metcalfs. So the energy right now is very white supremacy. They have shown up to be the pigs that they display with hate, unquote. And that's part of what she said, but I don't want to be too long. Thanks, Jesse. What a mess.
Amazing. Thank you. It's evil on earth, that's for sure. I didn't see it that show, but it's truly evil. So I appreciate it, though. Thank you.
Yeah. Soul Conscious, three coffees. Jesse, I do the silent prayer day and night, and I'm starting to see that the battle is truly on the inside.
Yeah.
Makes sense as to why you say, lay your weapon down. Hashtag amazing.
I really want you, you can prove me wrong. Have you ever won a battle by being in the war? Have you ever won a war by being in battle? Pay attention to your own life and see, have you ever won? You're never going to find anywhere where you won the battle. And you're never going to win until you lay your weapon down and leave the battlefield. Then you will win. Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice. Thank you, Soul Conscious. Robert, tithes, offerings, and shout out to all the Bible Thumpers down under. Thanks, guy. Thanks, crew.
Right on. Thank you. Amazing. Hello. Shout out.
Hello, down under.
That's right.
Jamie, three coffees. The people who are upset that the young man murdering the student with a knife, about that young man murdering the student with a knife, reminds me of the same kind of people who jump in a group, clapping and cheering when the non-guilty OJ verdict was read. Makes me think, wow, okay.
I rest my case, absolutely. It's a mess. Thank you.
Another early morning on my way to work. Why? Because that's what Republicans do, says Jamie.
There you go. Have fun at work.
Bree K with five coffees. No message.
Thank you, Bree K.
Biggie Bullocks, Erica Kirk crying. Erica Kirk lying. Stop it. Light bulb emoji.
When she's crying, she's lying. Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice, Biggie Bullocks. Walking Roscoe Jims. That's me. Beta immunity system. Pardon my sniffing on the mic. Goes along well with his beta back. Oh. But with his overall alpha heart and alpha hair. Love y'all. Rich in Germany. American flag emoji.
All the way from Germany. Thank you. What a beta. Beta back.
Guilty as charged.
Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet, 444 gold pills on pill.net. I had a life, and I laid it down, and the Father gave me everlasting life. Amazing.
Amazing. Thank you. And thank you for your support, Pastor.
Thank you, Pastor. Yeah. Roy M., the Republicans better wise up to what the Democrats are doing when it comes to, you know, I'm going to censor what he's commenting about. Not that he said anything bad, just right, for the sake of the channel.
Okay.
When is the last time you saw some of this stuff happening? I'm censoring it. Sorry if it's not clear. And they end up being majority Republican, you know? Republicans focus on campaigning and Democrats focus on elections. Getting these worthless votes from people who have no investment, zero investment in society, and you wonder how we are in the mess we're in. Bring it back to people who own property and head of households should only vote. And with California being the most beautiful state in the union, amazing.
Amazing. Thank you.
Hope I communicated decently well. Thank you, Roy.
Thank you, Roy. Amazing.
I know what you meant. Jamie, three coffees. Jesse, a question for you. What do you do with... like to do with your spare time whenever not helping others? Snooze in your lazy boy while watching black and white westerns? Or get tore up into the floor up in the club with wild child women? What is it?
Just relax. That's it. Just quiet time. Thank you.
Jamie, why does a mermaid wear seashells?
Because she did not see anymore.
Because she outgrew her bee shells.
What the? Thank you.
Walking Roscoe. I like that. Natural homeopathic doctors, says Walking Roscoe, make a lot of money because there's a sucker born every minute.
Amazing. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet with another on Pilled. Cora always be like, I'm going to make a long story short. And then she make a short story long. LOL.
Amazing. Thank you.
Mari, good morning, Jesse and crew. Today's my daughter's graduation. Tomorrow, my 43rd birthday. We're going to party like it's 1999. LOL. Love you guys.
And don't forget to have me do shout-outs for the party and the birthday. The graduation and the birthday at cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Amazing. Thank you.
Everblazer, did you guys ever play the Fox News clip of what Metcalf's father, not say ever, did you guys play the Fox News clip of what Metcalf's father had to say after the trial? I think it's an example of a brave white man who didn't react with anger.
Right, I don't remember playing it.
Yeah, I don't think that we did. I haven't seen it that I recall.
I haven't seen it either. Thank you.
Maybe Anchor Baby did, but I'm not sure. Cora's Harvest. My super chat from the other day was supposed to read like, eyes married. Stay with it. Amazing. Pink heart.
Amazing. Stay with it. Amazing. Thank you.
Pardon my not natural reading of your emojis.
E. White.
And Nikki 313, when you really smoke on it, chew on it, marinate in it, life is just a thought, laughing with tears.
Amazing.
William A. William says, Son of man is physical, image of Adam. Son of God is spiritual, image of God. Living spiritual water washes the dust. Thank you guys for the work you do.
Thank you. Thank you for your support. Amazing.
Popcorn. The other day, Jesse, you said if white people go to the moon, get away from black people, you're going with them.
Yes.
What on earth, no pun intended, makes you think they would take you, a black man, if they're trying to leave and to get away from black people?
I ain't too proud to be.
Why would they take a black person with them if they want to get away from black people? How does that make any sense?
I ain't too proud to be. Amazing. Thank you.
The smart ones can see the white as snow. Inside, on
That's
the inside.
Right. White on the inside, black on the outside. Amazing. Thank you.
Eric Carmelo's, Anthony's parents failed him. Clearly, the spirit of his mother stabbed Austin.
You notice how they got rid of that nappy hair Anthony had and gave him a haircut?
Oh, no, I didn't. I hadn't seen that.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a smart move.
Yeah.
He looks better.
It definitely
I imagine.
Better. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Eric. Marcus, black people don't seek justice. We seek revenge.
That's for sure.
We don't understand two wrongs don't make it right.
No love. What a mess. Thank you.
Eric, Carmelo raised, according to Eric, $634,000 on GiveSendGo, yet he had a public defender. He black. Well, I looked into it.
Yeah, it's not
and,
true.
He started out with a public defender, and then he got a guy who was a former public defender turned a private lawyer.
Amazing. Thank you.
Hannes, five coffees, all white liberals and bureaucrats in Europe and everywhere in the West want white people killed and wiped out. They'll blame racism, white, right-wing whites for their evil intentions, says Hannes.
I just think it's amazing how there's an attack upon white people and a genocide. It's not just an attack, a genocide. And it's kind of omitted. It's like, we got to go 1,000 years and you realize that it did happen? What the? Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Hannes says, whites who say, we don't want to cause division, are also evil people.
Yep. You say that again. Amazing.
Walking.
We need to go back and get rid of integration. We need segregation. It works. Integration does not. Amazing. Thank you.
Walking Roscoe, five gift memberships. Thank you, sir. And he also says,
thank you.
If Jesus were put to death using the current methods, folks would wear little electric chairs or needles on a necklace instead of a cross.
Good point. What the? Thank you.
The white man on YouTube gave a victory or peace sign or two fingers up. Hello type. Emoji.
Right on.
Thank you.
Shout out.
Very nice. Ted out or Ted out. Gave a coffee. If I close my eyes when Jesse sings, I swear I'm listening to Whitney Houston. He needs to make a greatest hits album. Amazing.
Amazing. Thank you.
Cesar or Caesar, do you have a life question regarding the do you have a life
right.
question? My life is every conscious moment that the real me is aware of, says Cesar.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Caesar.
Appreciate it.
And thank you, guys. I definitely could be mistaken, but I believe that may be... Oh, no. And Nick LaBoy, what does Jesus mean the meek will inherit the earth? Who are the meek, and are the meek evil people?
No. What the... It's definitely not evil, the one that not evil.
Yeah, otherwise he wouldn't have said, blessed are the meek.
Right. Amazing.
Even if they...
Thank you.
...took over. Thank you, Nick LaBoy, and thank you, guys. I believe that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it. I forgot to mention that. Thank you all so much for your support. It's helping us to really get... We got a lot of stuff around here to do, so thank you. You're helping us to help others. I want to play, there's a brand new episode of The Fallen State tomorrow at 11 a.m. Pacific time. I had an interesting conversation with Amy Reichert, and she's an activist and the founder of Restore San Diego. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
A little-known socialist candidate all of a sudden overtakes Spencer Pratt. Mysteriously, Skid Row saw a 133% jump in voter turnout.
I remember the good old days before we went to bed, we knew who won or lost.
So, of course, we had COVID and the lockdowns. Everything was by mail.
Why don't the federal government do something about this?
We should see arrests in election interference coming in 1 to 2 months.
It was very interesting with Amy. This Friday, tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, and the creek don't rise. And you can support the Fallen State by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel or locals.com, jesseleepeterson.locals.com. Amazing! And listen, folks, you, and it doesn't matter the color, it doesn't matter the male or female, or where you live in the world, or what you have or don't have. You were created to bring, allow love to come through you from God into the world. But instead, you allowed evil to come through you. And you allowed it to happen, because if you didn't allow it to happen, it would not happen. And woe unto the man or the woman that call good evil and evil good. You don't have to be of evil unless you want to be. I recommend do what you want, that you drop it by forgiving your mothers and your father so you can be forgiven and heart would change from anger to perfect love. And it would be amazing. Rick is out of Hampton, Virginia. Rick, you are on the air.
Man, Jesse Lee Peterson. Everybody out there, mama. We're listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show for Knowledge Today, bro.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Man, what do you think about the verdict yesterday? The verdict on the Carmelo Anthony case. I think it was the right decision. Actually, to me, I still think he got off a little bit, but it was the right decision.
Well, I don't know, because I didn't see the incident. I wasn't there, but based on the information, it seemed to be the right decision for sure.
And yeah, that's what I'm going by.
Some people were saying that it was all white jury, but it was not. According to the real report, it was mixed with Mexicans and whites and other races as well.
And the blacks, they bowed up. They said it wasn't going to be fair, so they couldn't conclude them.
Right. They're like, I can't, that's my bro. Brother or something like that.
Hey, you was interviewing one guy, one pastor on you. I think it was the Fallen State Bishop, Tolbert or somewhere. Anyway, I see him on Facebook too, and that's all this guy talks about is white supremacy. I bet if he got the congregation, they got to be lost, man. Everything, he was asking questions. He'd go on and on and on, but he would never give you proof of what happened. He'd say it's happening, but never experience it himself.
That's amazing. Yeah, there's no love, Rick. We need love. We were created to love one another. We're all the same, except that for those who are of evil. But we're created to love one another, and there's no love. And it's unfortunate.
You got that right, Jesse. I have to agree with you totally, man. And, can I take a step at the biblical question? If I got time.
I'm sorry. Call me about. Can you call me tomorrow and tell me?
Oh, yeah. That'll work. Okay, Justin.
Okay, call me early and I'll take your call as soon as you come in. You call in.
Hey, well, you so popular, Jesse, man. Sometimes I got to wait my turn, you know?
Thank you, Rick. I appreciate it.
All right. Love you. God bless, guys.
You too, buddy. I'm out of time. The hate report is coming now. The guy with the good hair, he is not afraid of no ghosts. And no anchor baby today. The check out Billy yesterday's brand new episode of Punchy on Punchy.tv with Bill. Thank you all for your support. Tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, is Open Line Friday. Have a good day. Stay with it. Amazing. Take care.
Stand up, we got fighting to do. We gotta show him who boss. He put a Viking in you. He put that lightning in you, igniting the truth. But you beg and blame and lie and hate and never wanna stand for the truth. So what you planning to do? You understand in the loop? You better go talk to your mama. Better stop all the drama. Better drop all the trauma. Boy, you better stand up and up. Put your hand up and hut. Cause if you don't, then we lose. And then we gotta hear the fake news. Whoa.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name in all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. The blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663.
Thank you, Jesse Lee, for an excellent Jesse Lee Peterson show. The Hake Report up next, y'all. The HakeReport.com. HakeReport.com. And
You can call in, you can super chat,